And so do you know where Bryant is today?
I have no clue where Big Country is.
No, I don't keep in touch with him.
Trying to look for Big Country. Does anybody know where Big Country is?
This kind of sounds like The Amazing Race.
I need to find this place.
Where is it? I don't want to be eliminated.
I actually lost my voice there, and I couldn't talk for 2 weeks after because I was yelling so much about Big Country and if anyone knew where he was.
Kat, I got to say, Kat James with us in studio. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Congrats for the on the movie.
Thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to seeing this. And it's going to debut here this weekend at the Vancouver International Film Festival. I would say this, though. The first place, like watching the trailer, the first place I wouldn't look for Big Country is on a beach.
True, but I was desperate. I was, you know.
You're always looking for clearly.
Yeah,
clearly.
You know, exactly.
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
I am a childhood fan of the Grizzlies. I grew up the Grizzlies. I was 7 years old when they were here. It's always been sort of my lifelong dream to tell the story of the Grizzlies and my favorite player, Bryant Reeves. And, you know, we were lucky. Our team was lucky enough to apply for the 100K edition grant by StoryHive, which made all of this possible.
I think people forget there's a generation out here that, you know, you wear retros cool, you're mm-hmm. rocking your Grizzlies jersey, you know, my little daughter has stuff at home.
I have a that's Grizzlies
awesome.
Jacket.
Yeah,
yes.
I just
that's
bought
awesome.
It.
That's cool. But
yeah.
Can you go back to how old were you when they left? You probably were just devastated if they were your team.
Oh yeah, for sure. I was 12 years old.
Yeah, right in the, you know, you're
right,
living and dying with your team.
Totally. And I don't think I really understood what it would mean to not have a team here, because that was a huge part of like my childhood. And I know, you know, if you talk to anyone on the streets who grew up here in Vancouver, anyone who grew up here in the 90s, like they're a huge part of our childhood. And it was just so exciting to be able to go to a game in our own backyard. And that's, I mean, one of the goals of this project is to, you know, to get the buzz going, to start a movement. I would love to have a team here. And I feel like basketball, like that, having the Grizzlies here played a huge role in my love for the game. And, you know, basketball is one of the things that has shaped me into the person I am today. And I just feel like that's missing for this younger generation. And I would love for them to have a team to actually go watch as well.
That the one thing about that always kind of bugged me from an NBA standpoint here in Vancouver. Hey, look, the team sucked. And a lot of people can say, oh, it's Stu Jackson. He put together an inferior product.
Yeah.
Now, the rules were stacked against
sure.
the Grizzlies and even the Raptors, for that matter,
that's
when
true.
They came in as expansion teams. You know, the Raptors ultimately won the lottery, so to speak, by, mm-hmm. you know, Vince Carter turned out to be a megastar mm-hmm. and had a huge impact. And you look at the growth of basketball in the Toronto area, a lot of that is spawned as a result of Vince Sanity back mm-hmm. in the early 2000s. Vancouver never had that.
Mm-hmm.
And Vancouver never really got a chance to get off the ground. Six seasons, Kat. I mean, that's where you feel cheated because there is that generation
totally,
that lost
totally.
It.
And I mean, I will say two things. The first is that I didn't know how bad we were because I was
you're
so
excited
young.
To go, and you watched the opposition too, right?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Because you're excited to see these guys
exactly.
on TV.
It was just so much fun to go. And it's only in my later, like doing research for this film that I was like, oh, wow, we were the worst. Like, I don't
yeah.
really remember that. Maybe if I was a bit older, I would have been more jaded.
Kat,
but
it's
yeah.
a great point. And now, you know, the Whitecaps talk all about the atmosphere. The Grizzlies were the ones who got it first. Right?
Totally.
They made that a fun event.
It was
where,
so entertaining.
Yeah, where yeah. The product was actually relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're one of the best mascots going and all that.
Super good, yeah.
There's lots of storylines. And just before Rick's Sportscast, we start throwing out the names. How did you zero in and go,
that's
Big
guy.
Country, this is what it's going to be about?
Well, he was my favorite player of the Grizzlies growing up. I think, I mean, I knew he was our franchise player. That's how they marketed him. And I like he's how could you miss him on the court? And his nickname was just the coolest. So as a kid, he's a guy that stood out to me. And then when I was doing research, you know, in 2015, I started to do more research and really, you know, dig into the story. And that's when I found like all these articles that was, you know, there was an article that was put out a few years ago, the 62, Where Are They Now? And one of the last lines was, the only player that we haven't been able to find is Big Country. And so that was like, oh my God, like this is, I'm going to make it my life's mission to find Big Country.
The one guy who can't necessarily blend in with the crowd
yeah,
is the
hardest.
One guy nobody can find.
Exactly, yeah.
So where did the journey take you?
So I mean, if you watch the trailer or a teaser, I mean, it does suggest that I may or may not actually head down to Oklahoma. But I also, you know, spoke to so many of Bryant's teammates, you know, former Grizzlies workers, old reporters here in Vancouver and everyone.
Like who? Give us a sense of some of the people you talked to.
Sure. I mean, Debbie Butt, who used to work for the Grizzlies. Noah Kroom, who's our assistant GM.
Yeah, assistant GM.
Yeah, like Stu Jackson in the trailer. I spoke to Stu on the phone.
What was the response when you said, this is who I am and this is what my project is?
To these people?
Yeah, did they just go, that's a great idea? Or what was the response from them?
I mean, Big Country, I know he was super soft-spoken, but he...
Or were they going, good luck with that, Kat. You're never going to find him. We work with the guy and we don't know where he is.
I mean, no one knew where he was. Like, no one could give me answers. But they all remembered him very fondly and thought he was a very, like, outstanding human being and just told me stories about his character. You know, he was a great basketball player. And one of my favorite interviews was actually with Robert Hackett, who was one of the trainers. And he still works for the NBA. And Rob was saying how, you know, just if you check the stats of Big Country, he's one of the best centers to play in the NBA. He just got saddled with a bad rap, as the trailer mentions. But he's like, I've trained with so many centers in the league. Like, he now works with Dirk Nowitzki, and Big Country was an exceptional player as well.
Kat James with us here in studio. She is the filmmaker for Searching for Big Country, which debuts at the Vancouver International Film Festival this coming weekend. There'll be a few additional showings as well, right?
Yes.
Give us a sense of
for
when.
For sure. So we're premiering, which is great because it's a hometown screening at VIFF, September 30th. We've all sold out our tickets online, but you can go get line up for tickets. They will be a rush line. October 8th, the same thing. We've sold out online, but you can go and line up for rush tickets. And VIFF has graciously added a third screening on October 10th. So get your tickets while you still can, because they're going fast.
It's you compare the Grizzlies to the same time in the mid to late 90s as the Canucks here, which this is a Canucks town
totally.
By and large.
Yeah.
The Canucks were awful too, right? And you think back to even around the same, like the Canucks attendance was almost comparable to where the Grizzlies are. People talked about how the market road,
even when the Grizzlies were going.
You covered that team, both those teams at that time.
Yeah.
Like it was empty in both those arenas.
Yeah. So anyway, I think that we definitely left too early. I think if we had stuck it out, for sure something would have happened.
Dick Versace,
Michael Hayes didn't help the situation, and the game is much more international now. So what was it like when you finally met him?
I don't know what you're talking about. I know, you have to, you'll have
did
to.
You find
that's
him?
A great thing. See, Kat will give us the answer whether you found him
or not.
I tried to get you there,
yeah.
I was going to stop you. It's like The Bachelor.
Nice
well,
try.
Who do they pick?
Yeah.
You can't tell us.
Yeah, it's a... You have to come to the screening, come to September 30th, and I don't want to give away what happened for those who will be there that night. But
I'm saying there's no way you didn't see him at least. That would be, if I'm betting, there's no way, well, unless you didn't go to Oklahoma. I mean,
well,
who knows?
There's
green
one,
screen, yeah, we were talking
yeah,
about
you
that.
Could green screen
there's one curmudgeon, well-known sports columnist here in this country who just tweeted out, actually, funny enough, just a few minutes ago, referencing the fact that you've got this film out. So people are talking about it, but just pointing out Bruce Arthur pointing out from the Toronto Star is saying that this Searching for Big Country, he wanted to point out that Bryant Reeves is on Twitter. Big Country's been on Twitter for the last 5 years, and his son, Trey,
plays
at Oklahoma State now.
Yes,
so he's a Cowboy just like his dad was
25
years ago.
In fact, you know what? I think during the March Madness, there might have been a shot.
Random story, just because of the wrestling theme that
we had
today.
Don't invite Bruce Arthur to the show.
We just had Ric Flair on the show.
Yeah.
There's a wrestler in WWE, and his name is The Big Show, and he's basically the size of Andre the Giant presently. And I years back, he was doing a show at the Coliseum when the World Wrestling Entertainment was in town, and he pulls out, like, a cigarette. Now, it looks like a Popeye cigarette in his hand compared to what we would have in our hands when we were kids, right?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I just kind of remarked, and this is like 2001. I said, man, I'd like to see you and Big Country go at it. And his remark was, I kicked the ish out of Big Country, and that he was a ball player in college basketball.
No way.
And he was like, I was a 12th man
at
some random school. And he said, I got some mop-up minutes, and Big Country is at Oklahoma State. And, and he said, I just totally hammered him down. And it was just like a total blatant. He got tossed from the game and all that.
Yeah,
but anyway, it was just a random
story.
Awesome. That the Big Show took on Big
For
Country.
Sure.
15 years ago.
That's great. I mean, Brian at OSU was is still a legend today. But he brought the team to the Final Four.
Final Four. Yeah.
And if you look, he
in Seattle, I think.
In Seattle, he broke the backboard at the he broke the backboard there. But he had to. He brought his team, and they beat like Tim Duncan's team, Marcus Camby, and there's like a few other legendary centers, and
as a college player, he reminded me a lot of a Patrick Ewing. He had a nice touch from 15 feet. It's a nice fadeaway jumper. Yeah. He just didn't have the footwork, and obviously the back didn't hold up when he got to the pros.
Exactly.
Thanks for hanging out.
No worries. Thanks for having me, you guys.
We'll put a link to the trailer up on our Twitter account, and we look forward to seeing whether you got to meet him or you found him.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for bringing back the Grizzlies.
Woohoo! Let's
nice
bring him back.
Some ball here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kat James, Vancouver International Film Festival, Searching for Big Country drops this weekend. We'll send out a link. You can check out the trailer on our Twitter site at Sportsnet 650.
Sportsnet 650.